Doctor Who, The Pirate Planet, Part 4. Bridge. The captain, Mr. Fibberley, and the nurse walk back down the stairs, chuckling. Smile vanishes from their faces. They hear the doctor laughing too. He's standing by the entrance to the bridge, holding that box with a short tube. Doctor, hello everybody. Captain, doctor. Doctor, I'm sorry, couldn't make the doctor myself. I've got a terrible head for heights. Captain, then who? The doctor switches on the little box. Second doctor appears on the upper level. Doctor Two, I discovered your little secret. We're not all quite as we seem. Doctor switches to double off. Doctor, neat little machine, isn't it? My image it protects might almost be real. On again, Doctor Two. Hello, Doctor. Doctor, hello, how are you? Doctor Two, oh, terribly well, can't complain. Doctor, goodbye. Doctor Two, bye-bye. Off again, the Doctor. And just as I can switch off that image myself, I can also switch off the image of another apparently real person. Nurse flickers, but does not vanish. Nurse, try all you like, Doctor. It won't welcome me. My new body has almost attained fully corporal form. It can no longer simply turn off. Guard sees him. Captain, do as he says. Mountainous entrance, Romana. Here we are. This is the doorway. Can you open it? Palax. Brothers, we should direct our mind energies against the door. She'll open for us. The doctor opens obediently. The two guards run behind them. Romana, Palax, look out. On the midnight tides, block the weapons fire. Romana and Miller run into the mountain, inside the mountain. Memorize cause a rockfall, which knocks out the guards. Romana, very impressive. Mother gets one of the guards' weapons. Bridge, nurse, Mr. Fibberley, place the crystal machine. Fibberley, manage 1-5. Manage entrance, the guard stows a weapon with covers and creeps around the back of the aircar. Romana, look out. Palax, the power is gone. The power is gone. Guard shoots a minotide. Romana takes a weapon off Muller and shoots the guard. Romana, Palax, what happened, Palax? I don't know. We can't tell. The contact between us is gone. We can't function, Romana. Well, so much for paranormal. It's back to brute force, I suppose. She gives the weapon to Muller. They all go into the mounted bridge. Nurse, is it working? Fibberley, yes, full power. Nurse, good. Now we should show these zombies the rules here. Doctor, so Zantisia, the Victorian queen of Zenek. Nurse, bring the manifest. Fibberley gives her a folder. Doctor, what about the real you? The wizened old body in the time bounds back there. Nurse, that thing is not me. This is now the real queen, Zenexa. The captain looks up from cradling his non-functioning parrot. Doctor, oh, no, not yet it isn't. Your new body is based on cell protection system, I think. There's permanent regeneration based on cells of my old body, thus containing all the memory patterns, all the brilliance built up over the centuries. But, they're still unstable, isn't it? You still depend on the last few moments of life in the old body. Nurse, I'm nearly complete. My molecular structure has almost bound together, finally and forever. That is why you could not turn me off. Doctor, it won't work, you know. Believe me, I'm an old hand at ready generations. Can't be done that way. Those time downs back here, there, they just don't work. Nurse, I've calculated every detail. I shall live forever. Dr. Bafflegab, my dear, I never heard such bafflegab in all my lives. Nurse, you dare to mock me? Doctor, yes. Neurozenexia gives him a hard black slap across the face. Doctor, ow. Now we're getting somewhere, aren't we? Nurse, you shall die now. The insolence. She touches a button on a box of her belt. Captain raises his cybernetic arm. Doctor, no, Captain. Captain, listen to me. Concerns you. You're being used, you know. Being used by her just to do a dirty work. What's your reward, Captain? Eternal life? Nurse, what do you know of eternal life? Doctor, enough to know. It can't be sustained. Those time dams back there. Nurse, when this body comes fully corporal, Doctor, it will never will, not ever. Nurse, my calculations. Doctor, are wrong. Nurse, no, impossible. Doctor Invincible, because they're based on a false promise. Now so I'm gutted my own planet, Xenex, for all the energy it contained. Transit planets from Vangradros to Califax. Do you think I'm going to stop now? Doctor, what next, Sons? It's no good. The energy needs time downs increasing exponentially. There just isn't enough energy in the universe. Keep it going forever. The end, you'll die. Nurse, if you're lying, trying to save your worthless neck. Doctor, I don't think it's worth all the effort. What do you think, Mr. Fibley? Captain, what do you think, Captain? Xanthia presses another button. Captain slumps in his chair. So that's how you control him. Nurse, the minerals just must be still roaching, Captain. Deal with them. Captain gets up and raises his real arm. Holds a dagger. Captain, by all the... Nurse, I said deal with them. So I bet you nurse. Arm knocks the dagger out of his right hand. Captain, Mr. Fibley? Still the bridge, Fibley. Aye, aye, Captain. Outside the bridge, Roman and Co. are just too late, Muller. Got the feeling the doctor's not in control here. No, bridge. Yes, we are impregnable. The minarets are pilots. The guards will pick them off at will, Captain. Califax. Now entirely rendered, Captain, Mr. Fibley. Fibley, yes, sir. All representations on Califax. Now complete, nurse, and you have located a planet where we can find a mineral, PJX-18. That is PJX-18. But, well, that's cool. Yes, Doctor, yes. From where? From where? Where? Fibley, it's the planet Terran and the solar system Sol. Nurse, Captain. We'll mine that planet immediately. Prepare to make the jump. That Earth? Earth? Do you really mean to go on? Is this madness, Kirk, Captain? Earth is a habitable planet. Doctor backs away to the bridge entrance. Presses the door control. Starts open while everyone else is occupied with their tasks. Doctor, billions and billions of people. We can't be that insane. Nurse, jump immediately. Captain. Take 10 minutes to set the coordinates. Maybe 10 minutes, Captain. Doctor, you can't possibly see the minerates. Destroy you, Doctor. Maybe no, Doctor. Not whilst we have the psychic interference transmitter. Doctor, what? That? Fibley, yes. You see? Whilst it's fully operation, minerates are powerless. Oh, doors. Doctor, is it all right? It's all right. I'll close it. Fibley, thank you. Doctor runs out. Captain, stop him. Best leave him. It's no time. Fibley, do you try and station minus 9 minutes, Captain? Nurse, is the engine room still sealed? Fibley, yes, sir. Nurse, then he can do no damage. Xanthia shall live. Outside the bridge. Doctor, Kimis and the K-9. Ramona, they're with you. Doctor, no, I sent them to sabotage engines. The planet's about to jump again. Ramona, Doctor, we're fighting a losing battle. Iranians can't get their psychokinetic powers to work. So, yes, I know. They've got a psychic interference transmitter on the bridge. Kimis runs up. Pelex, where here's Kimis. Kimis, is no use, Doctor. The engine room is barricaded with steel inches thick. Doctor, where's K-9? Kimis, I thought he was following on. Your battery is exhausted and trying to burn down the door. Doctor, listen, you and Muller, stay here and cover us. The rest of us, the injury room. Rana, what are you going to do, Doctor? Doctor, I don't know. Outside the injury room. K-9 master, Doctor, come on, K-9. We need you. K-9 batteries, my exhaust, isn't it? Mine exhausted, nearly are. Doctor, listen, K-9, that's all right. Your minerals can still open the door if you can set up counter interference. Psychic plane. Wavelength 337.98 megabars. Can you do that? K-9, negative, master. Recharge. I am imperative. It is. Doctor, that's all right, K-9. You're still my best friend. K-9, doctor? Doctor, what? K-9 weak. Voice book is weak, so we can't make up what he rumbles. Doctor, oh, K-9. Gromana, what did you say? Doctor, he said there's a power cable right behind us. Quick, open his inspection hatch. Romano, right. Doctor, that's it, K-9. Could divert any current to your frequency projectors? K-9, I've earned him, master. Doctor, good boy. Keep it going, K-9. Alex, it's clearing. Buzzing is clearing. Doctor, what? Enough to open the door? Minaret. Brothers, Doctor, more power, Kano, more power. Panic, Doctor, we're not nearly strong enough to open it. Ramon, Doctor, do you remember what happened when you first tried to materialize the Calyphax? Doctor, yes. Doctor, we couldn't because Sonic was trying to materialize in the same place. Doctor, that's right. We can't materialize and neither can Sonic. Quick, back to the TARDIS K9. Keep generating power, Panax. Panax, nice. Doctor, read my mind. What can you see? Panax, a strip of metal. Doctor, right. Panax is divided at one end. Acute angle, halfway long. Doctor, right now. Right. Now, whatever happens, keep concentrating on my mind. Come, Ramona. We've got a planet to save. Doctor, Ramona, what are you trying, thinking of, Doctor? Doctor, bent fork. Ramona, why would anyone want to bend a fork? Doctor, I haven't the faintest idea. Panic smiles inside the mountain. The Doctor, Ramona, whizzing along the anti-inversion corridor. Doctor, Ramona, Doctor, behind us, guards. Doctor, cover your heads. We're almost there. They arrive at the end of the corridor. Doctor, get off now. Ramona, come on, Doctor. Doctor, no, no, wait a minute. The inertia neutralizer. I know, I think the conversation, the momentum, is a very important law in physics. Conservation of momentum. Very important law in physics, don't you? Money, yes, Doctor. I don't think anyone should tamper with it, do you? Ramona, no, Doctor, nor do I. Doctor pulls out a control unit, yanks the wire and puts it back. Guards come hurling out the corridor, straight into the opposite wall. Doctor, Newton's revenge, come on. Bridge, Beverly's jabbing at green and blue buttons with no apparent effect. Beverly, Captain, sir? Nurse, yes? Captain, misspeak, Mr. Beverly. Beverly, psychic with interference to admit to sir. There seems to be something counter-jamming it. Captain, what? We didn't realize in 3 minutes, broadcast. All guards on alert. Someone is using counter-jamming frequency projector. Find and destroy it immediately, Captain. Beverly, Captain. Do you suppose any guards know what a counter-jamming frequency projector looks like? Captain, destroy everything. Aircar. Romana, Newton. Who's Newton? Doctor, old Ida, friend of mine on Earth. Discover gravity. Well, he said he discovered gravity. I had to give him a bit of a prod. Oh no, what did you do? Doctor climbed up a tree. Well, and? Doctor dropped an apple on his head. Romana, so he discovered gravity. Doctor, no, he told me to clear off out of his tree. I explained to him afterwards at dinner. Ramona, and here there is a TARDIS, Doctor. Doctor, going into land. Ramona, we never make it. Outside the engine room, Rokamas to Miller. Wait here. He runs over to the minarets. Kimus Panax. Panax, what's happening? Where's the Doctor? Panax, I'm conscious in God's mind. Do not disturb me. Miller, are you still too weak to move the door, Kimus? K9, counter-jamming field decreasing slowly. Kimus, good. I better get back. TARDIS. Doctor, this is the most dangerous maneuver that TARDIS has ever attempted. Do not take it personally, old girl. Let's try and survive. Now, Earth coordinates. Imana, 5804684884. Doctor, good. Multi-loop stabilizer, subchronic feedback. Oh no, Doctor, if we're going to try and materialize exactly the same point, time and space, how do we know what to do, when to do it? And it happened as a fluke the first time. Doctor, that's a good point. Now listen, Zanik. Could try to generalize at any moment. We've got to be spot on. Man, the warp oscillator and the gravity dilation meter. On the right, Doctor, they both peak when Zanik goes into DMET form. Embrace yourself, Ramana, right. Bridge, nurse, how soon, Captain? How soon? Wait, it's intolerable. We must jump. Captain, we're now ready. Nurse, jump. Then jump immediately. Captain, planet Terra, star system. Sol, galactic coordinates, 5804684884. Grounded jump commences. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, TARDIS. Now, Doctor, do energize now. Sonic vanishes. Ramona, doing well so far, Doctor. Bridge, Fibley, Captain, sir. Captain, there's a slight divergence and warp oscillation during de-energization. Captain, monitoring it. Prepare for materialization. Surrounding tower in 5 seconds. TARDIS, Ramona, materialization commence now. Bridge, Captain Fibley, it's happened again. Happened again, nurse. What is, Captain? But we just must be get to this vessel, Doc, Captain. Trying to materialize the same place as us. Every circuit's jamming. Tullis, my mind is getting worse. There's no way we can survive this. So I'll go on getting worse until one of us explodes. And Mary has raised that door. Anna, what are you doing? Dodo, opening communication channel. Outside the engine room. Doctor O.C. Panex? Can you hear me, Panex brothers? The doctor is trying to reach me. We must concentrate together. He's too faint for me to hear. TARDIS, Doctor Romana? Romana, Doctor. Doctor, switch off the TARDIS force field. Romana, what? That is madness. It's only protection we've got. Doctor, I know. Do it. Romana, it's been nice knowing you, Doctor. Doctor, in you. Bang, smoke rises from the time rotor. Panex O.C., Doctor, are you there? What's happening? Bridge, fibbly. Oh, Captain's getting worse. You must back off. Nurse, more power, Captain, more power. Tice, Doctor, Felix, Panex. Do you have the strength to raise the door yet? Panex, oh, Doctor, our minds are so weak. Can't lift anything bigger than Spanner. Doctor, Spanner? That's it. Spanner in the works, Felix. Panex, forget the door. Can projectors rise to beyond it? Emana, Doctor, the tide is about to explode. It's going to explode. Injury room, Doctor. OC, the air on the floor. A large spanner rises off the floor. Dot OC, now follow my movements. Manoeuvre Akuroi Particles and Analyzer. Admodulatrenchrome. There, megaphoton discharge link. Banner floats through the room. The free standing control unit. Alex, what do we do? Doctor, hit it. The big bang. Then there's a train reaction bangs. The engine room. And also the bridge. No. There's Enzia and the captain are out cold. Tardis, the doctor and Romana pick themselves up the floor. Doctor, you never relax a moment. Good job. Romana, we've done it, Doctor. Doctor, yes, the question is, will we be able to do anything else again? Shall we try to materialize? Romana, yeah. Doctor, come on. Enzia's phone room. Doctor parks itself at a dime. By time dams. Romana, is that her? Doctor, yes, that's her, the old happy harpy. Romana, it's a pity we can't just switch her off. So yes, any interference in the time damn field would. That would trigger off an explosion that would blast us off this planet. Romana, well, what do we do then? Doctor, I think we can adapt the captain's plan. Romana, captain's plan? Bridge to captain, Mr. Fibley, dead. He's a good man, captain, takes Fibley's spectacles. Now, pull yourself together, captain. We can still defeat the rabble out there. Captain, somehow, Miss Fibley. I find you shall be avenged. Trophy room, Doctor. The captain's trophy room. Well, what do you think? Romana, incredible masterpiece of dramatic dramatry. Captain, yes, obviously, all the fields count each other perfectly. Otherwise, poof. Romana, so all this shouting and blustering was just an act. The lulls empty, full sense of security. Well, he built this. So, yes, let be a lesson to you, my girl. You don't take anything at face value. Bridge, the captain's trying to mend a piece of equipment. Nurse, hurry, captain, hurry. Outside the bridge, Kimmis. Oh, it's no use, we can't open it. Panex, let's try to open it. Manoet, brothers, our strength is increasing. It may be also come. Treasure room, the captain's plan. You must be able to use it. Vana, we have the controls on the bridge to yes. Oh, wait a minute. Anyway, the captain could destroy his Xanthia without blowing himself up this whole mountain. To Athens would be to get inside the perimeter of the time band without disturbing it, right? Doctor, right. I know, which would require astronomic energy sources. Doctor, they are all perfectly balanced out. Well, so when he has enough of them, all he has to do is alter the sun slightly, create a standing vortex in the middle of the time field, so time stands by starts out at normal speed. Queen dies. To right. Romana, brilliant, but don't see how he helps us. Romana, it wouldn't have worked out anyway. Doctor, why not? The theory sound enough. Doctor, yes, but Califax isn't. Romana, Califax? Doctor, it's not a normal planet. It's an artificially metrized structure consisting of bat substance. Variable atomic weight. Romana, so that means Califax's entire planet. Doctor, it's a second segment, the key of time. Doctor Man, of course, no wonder the tracer kept going mad. Doctor, try it now. Romana, what? Doctor, tracer. You still got it? Romana, I thought you had it. Doctor, what? The doctor search phones it. So his coat pocket. Doctor, there. Romana, but we can't move that. We can't move anything here. If we do, we just upset the whole system, create a gravity whirlpool. Though not if we do something immensely clever. Bridge, the cut nerves, have you done it? Is it ready? Cut in, yes, the NCA. At last, I'm ready. The bridge door opens, Captain, look. Can I shall be free from you, hag. Nurse, what do you do? What are you doing? Doctor, no. Doctor, no. Doctor, don't. Don't do it. It won't work. You know, Cynthia uses a control box to make the captain's cybernetic nut. Parts go bang. Nurse, die, you fool. Die. Now, doctor, your turn. Doctor, no, please. I can clean everything. Nurse, no, doctor. Never again. Chemist runs and shoots her. She vanishes. Doctor, no one else come in. No one else. Well, are they dead? Doctor, well, the captain certainly is, but 78 is another matter. You all better get out of here. This place is pretty unstable. Get down to the foot of the mountain. Kimmis, what are you about you? Doctor, it's all right. I'll follow on later. Off you go. Doctor takes Kimmis' weapon, and his emptyings all leave. Doctor, phew, oh, look, this might be a bit tricky. Why don't you go and find K-9, take him back to TARDIS, and wait for me there. Marla, what about you? Doctor, well, I've got a couple of things to do here. Please go. Marna, all right. Marna leaves. The doctor goes over the captain's body. Doctor, now get captain. Let me see. Taz, K-9 and Marna are ready. When the happy doctor enters. Zanuck is on the screen, looking for the new, looking like a narrow ring rather than the entire planet that happens to be hollow. Marna, what did you do on the bridge, doctor? Doctor, you never believe it. Marna, charming. Doctor, all right. Oh, I sweep the captain's circuits around to create the hype for the salty space force shield around the shrunken planets. I got his human drives control. It put his human drives controls into rope mode. Runner, so we can operate here from here. Doctor, precisely. But Runner, but I see that helps. Doctor, what? Well, first I have to hypnotize the TARDIS. I make Zenit dispenotize for a millisecond or two. That averts the gravity field, the hyperspectral force fields, and drop the frontal planets. Mana into the hollow center of Zanuck. Doctor Zappy, Dr. Ramana, then what? What then? Doctor, well, whatever thought, that was perfectly obvious that it's bang and Vincent to fill a hollow space and bang. Ramana, what about Califex? How do we get hold of Califex? Doctor, well, naturally, Califex flung off the space-time vortex. We pick it later in the TARDIS. Doctor, well, naturally. Oh, it's quite ingenious. Doctor, ingenious? It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Right, all right, it's fantastic. Doctor, fantastic. Right, here we go then. There, the inside of Zanuck starts to flink. Ramana, congratulations. Doctor, clever, huh? Right, no, fantastic, Doctor, yes. Right, but Doctor, have you forgotten something? Doctor, me? Right, what about the bridge and time dance? Doctor, time? Bridge and time? K-9? K-9, piece of cake, master, blew them up. Doctor, oh, isn't that rather crude? Doctor, oh, it's a bit crude, but immensely satisfying. Foot of the mountain, doctor runs down, last of slope, playing out the last of detonation wire. Doctor, come on, Ramana, attach the wire to plunger blocks. Kimmis, doctor, when all is over, will we really be free? Doctor, don't see why not? It's totally up to you to get you. You've got to make this world a better place to live in. You've got plenty of material wealth. But there are other things. The other lead, Marana. Doctor, well, now I do it. Doctor, thank you. To Kimmis and Miller. Now, I think this is a good place for the universe to settle down. Got a reasonable sun, good neighbours, and some quite convenient stars when you got around to ordinary space travel. I think you're going to be all right here. Am I ready, Doctor? Doctor, well, good. Next, the Minerites. What I want to know is, am I going to blow up the bridge, or are you, Felix? We will. Doctor, good. I'll get out of the way while you concentrate. The power in their minds, the Minerites flush down the plunger. The box, the bridge goes kaboom. Doctor, that was very satisfying. Come on, Marana. We've got a job to do.